There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
Shanti, water, the wonder that lives in your brain. Water, you wander with questions like rain. The more that you ask, the more you will know. And watering wonder will help wonder grow. Wallow in wonder wherever you go. Something that makes us grow, something that propels us to learn, something that ignites our learning process. That something is wonder, a sense of curiosity, a sense of inquisitiveness. What is it? Just as a child is full of wonder to know everything, and that's why he is a quick learner. And when that sense of wonder is lost, we lose interest in knowing things, in understanding things. So this sense of wonder should always stay, should always remain in the heart. Every morning should bring a new wonder. What is it? Why, what, when, where, how? If you can keep this sense of wonder eternally in the heart, the life would become wonderful. The moment the wonder is lost, the beauty of life is lost. So keep alive this sense of wonder. New things, new language, new experiences, new ideas, new experiments, everything will come to you if you can keep this sense of wonder alive. There was a foreign lady and she has written a book, A Sense of Wonder. The 70-year-old lady, she decides to make friendship with 5-year-old child. Because she felt as if life is lost somewhere. So let me create that newness. So she decided to make friendship with a small child. And she decided to mimic that child. If the child would crawl, she started crawling. If the child would cry, she would cry. If the child smiles, she would smile. If the child is running, smiling, or doing some mischiefs, the lady would do so. And she continued following the child for 1 year or so, just imitating the child. And she said, it was such a beautiful experience. My life got filled with that sense of wonder again. So become a child again, a small child, and start learning things again. To come to this realization that there are many more things to learn in this life. Even if you know things, there are many more ways to look at those things, different viewpoints. Some students went to their science teacher and said, "Teacher, we have found out a new method by which you can see through and through a cement wall." The teacher said, "How come? Really? It would be a great contribution to the world of science. There is a wall and you can see through and through the wall by your new method." Teacher, student said, "Yes, teacher. We have worked hard to invent this new method." So what that could be? There's a thick cement wall. And by this method, you can see through the wall. They said, "We have made a hole in the wall. And through that, we can see." This is also newness. If you can create a hole in that thick wall, you can see things. Otherwise, you sit and keep on thinking and churning what is behind the wall, what is beyond the wall. There is no problem, no question of this world which has got no answer. The answer is there, but it is just eluding your mind. It is ducking your mind. And you can see only that much what is already in your mind. For example, a teacher asks, "How many stars are there in the sky?" And one student raises the hand and says, "Sir, 1,000 stars. Any other answer? Another girl raises the hand and she says, "Sir, 10,000 stars. Another boy raises the hand and says, 100,000 stars. Teacher is happy. And one girl who is sitting at the back, she is not lifting her hand. And the teacher asks, "How many stars are there in the sky? She says, 3. The teacher asks, "How come only 3? She says, "Our house is very small and our window is also very small. So only 3 stars. So if your window is small, you can see only 3. But if your window is big, you will see many more. So what you see is the reflection of what is there in your mind. The eyes cannot see that which is not in the mind. So when the mind is filled with newness, it will see newness. And the learning process would become smooth and easy. If the mind is not filled with wonder, the learning would be shabby. Or even if you learn new things, all that is already there would be fast forgotten. So newness is something by which there is wonder, there is inquisitiveness and curiosity to learn new, and there is a calmness to organize the things which are already learned. The focus is on learning, not on the speed of learning or what you are learning. Inch by inch you move ahead. Every drop counts. Sometimes in Murli this phrase comes, "Aage daud, peeche chhod." It doesn't come many times, but it has come once or twice. You are so eager to learn new things, but whatever that is already learnt, there is no revision of that. There is no implementation of that. Everybody is so eager. If I mention the name of some book here, everybody wants immediately that book. Already so many books are existing. They fade into nothingness. And this book which is mentioned, this is needed. Where I can get this book? And if I say it is a very rare book, then you just want only that book. And if I say that library only one copy is available, they will start bugging the library man. Just give us. And if I reveal that that book has got such a secret, which Baba has not mentioned in any other book, only that book is carrying that. And it is extremely rare book. Only one copy is available. And it is a very old book. Written way back in 1950s. And you are not interested in all the present literature. So that is the tendency of the mind. You just want that. That which is missing. Every day is Murli. You have so many Murlis. If I tell you, take this as yesterday's Murli, nobody is interested in yesterday's Murli. If today's Murli is not available, they are restless. Where it is? And if it is mentioned in the class that it will not be available, then they want it all the more. That which is not available, our mind seeks to get. And that what is already available, it doesn't pay much attention. That which we don't possess, we want. And the moment that thing comes, it has no importance. That is the nature of the desire. It multiplies. They are like the waves of the ocean. They keep on coming and coming. They don't stop. One wave, second wave, third wave, fourth wave. And every wave brings with it anxiety. So, the phrase means, it is good that you learn new things, but also know the importance of things which are already learned. Also know the importance of things which you already have. Life is a journey. The Satyam Shivam Sundaram is also journey. Your journey. You begin with truth. Hold the truth. Know the truth. Live by truth. And gradually see what happens. The Shivam. The auspiciousness enters the life. All the untruth, all the falsehood, all that is deceptive, all that is unreal goes away. And only the real remains. Then the auspiciousness enters. And when the life is filled with this auspiciousness, everywhere you see nothing but beauty. True beauty is truth, truth beauty. John Keats said in one of his poems, true beauty is truth. Truth, beauty. There is nothing beautiful on this earth than truth. And the greatest beauty is truth. Truth is beauty and beauty is truth. So it's a journey. Whatever you have learned till now, preserve them. Keep that sense of wonder alive. I want to know. I want to understand. And there is only one person you should understand. Yourself. You are not here to do PhD on others. The topic of your thesis is your own mind. Know the various tendencies of the mind. The various layers. Where it wants to exaggerate. Where it wants to justify. Where it wants to hide. What are the hidden fears? We'll try to understand certain principles of learning new things. At the same time, retaining them. The first, if you want to learn something new, read that aloud. Let all the senses get involved. If I want to learn this poem, what is the method? I read once and then I read it aloud so that I can see, I can hear. The more the senses are involved, the easier the process of learning. So involve all the senses. That is the first method. Second, handwritten notes are better than your computer notes. If you are writing in your diary, after you finish writing the diary, take a snap of that on your mobile so that you can keep reading and rereading that multiple times throughout the day. Because otherwise it stays written in the diary itself. You are trying to do something new. So once you have finished the notes, whatever you have written, take a snap and then try to recall. So handwriting, my own handwriting, even if it is worst, that is best. My notes, others may never understand what I have written, but I know. If you see these notes,
it's very difficult to know.
There are few things which only he can understand. This is all Greek and Latin to somebody else. And this diary is going on for a long time. But better to take a snap of this once you finished. writing today's notes. Continue. So handwritten notes. Third is chunk. Divide the things. Always divide the things. You cannot just read. If you have to remember this entire poetry, my method would be, I would divide it, chunk it in pieces. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Partition. Whatever. So that is the third method. The fourth is spaced repetition. Don't keep on repeating it. Spaced. You have read? Now give it up. And do something else. After some time, come back and again revise it. Then give it up. Spaced repetition. There should be time duration. There are people who read once and then the second, then third, then the fourth. At one go, they keep on repeating things. But that's not the method. The method is brain needs some time to organize those things. So once you have read something, wait. After some time, come back to it. Other thing is revise multiple times. At least in first 24 hours, there is a maximum chance that you forget many things that you have learned. So the first revision should be within 24 hours. If it is today's Murli, you should have revised that at least once in 24 hours. So multiple time revisions are needed. Otherwise you can't retain things. Other thing is exercise. It is found that those people who do good exercise, their memory power is more. Exercise releases brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF, which is very helpful for creating new memory paths, memory pathways in the mind. Learning language is one of the best method, new language. And if you want to learn any language, you must murder it first. Like a man was learning to speak English. So he had a girl and a child. So this is how we introduced. He is my kid and she is my kidney. Other thing is linking new with the old, unknown with the known, learnt, unlearnt with the learnt. This linking is very good. Always use mnemonic methods. Different techniques. Other thing is your interest. You should be deeply interested in things. A child doesn't remember any mathematics problems, but he knows cricket scores. Everything he knows by heart. How? Because he is interested in sports. He is not interested in mathematics. When the interest is aroused, learning becomes very easy. So you have to rekindle your interest in this spiritual knowledge. What is it? Because this is the only knowledge that can free me from all the sorrows. The reason for sorrow is ignorance. The reason for the present disturbance is ignorance. It is said of Mamma that she never went in trance. But she had more knowledge of Satyug than those trance messengers. Why? Not just interest. Clean and clear intellect. Divine intellect. So, learn new things. But at the same time, don't forget revision of old things. So whenever you have time, take your diary, go in the forest, in the jungle with your handwritten diaries and start revising them. Rather than taking new books, first revise what you have learned. This one diary is enough for a whole day. Take the diary and sit alone in silence and try to recall, retain, remember. Retrace those memories. Om Shanti.